Unit 13. Counting in Japanese. Knowing how to count is important in order to function properly in any language. You must be able to count so that you can understand the prices of goods you want to buy, services that you wish to use, make plane reservations, and so on. Now that you have learned to count from 1 to 10 and started to work on numbers above 10, the rest will be quite easy. Just as long as you know the first 10 numbers, you can make any number up to 99 simply by combining them. In this unit, you have learned 14, 15, and 16. They were simply made up of 10 and 4, 10 and 5, 10 and 6, respectively. You can continue to count in the same way up to 19. Then 20 is a combination of 2 and 10, that is,
20.
You may guess that the same rule is applied to every number after 20. 21 is
21,
or 2101. Though you will only be introduced to a few new numbers in any unit, when you understand the rule, you will be ready for large numbers, and you will indeed encounter them on your initial entry to Japan. Goodbye,
さようなら,
has become widely known as goodbye forever through the movies, TV dramas, and other media. It may indeed imply, in some contexts, that the person using the expression has no intention of seeing the other person ever again. It can, however, be readily used to say goodbye when you will be seeing the person in the near future.
じゃあまた
is an expression equivalent to see you. It is a fairly informal way of ending a conversation and of expressing your intention to see the person again.
じゃあ後で
literally meaning then later, implies to Japanese speakers that the speaker is expecting to see the other person again on the same day, whereas English speakers may not when they say, see you later. You may want to be careful of this difference.